This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We hear a lot about parental visitation rights, but what about visitation rights for grandparents? It turns out that most states allow grandparents some access to their grandchildren, but in Washington state last week, the state's highest court struck down a law allowing grandparents visitation rights, saying the law was unconstitutional. I spoke earlier with Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick about what rights grandparents have. Dahlia, didn't the U.S. Supreme Court weigh in on this several years ago?
Yes. In the year 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court actually decided a different set of facts, a different case, but they made a decision about Washington State's grandparents' visitation statute. In that case, it was called Troxell v. Granville. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Washington State grandparents' visitation statute, calling it, quote, breathtakingly broad. In that situation, the statute allowed, quote, any person, quote, at any time to petition the courts for visitation with children. So that means I could have petitioned to visit children of an intact marriage. The U.S. Supreme Court struck it down, but they did so very narrowly. In other words, they didn't say every state third-party visitation statute is invalid. They just said the Washington state statute is invalid, and particularly as it was applied in that case, it was just too broad.
Because it abrogates parental rights.
Exactly.
So then Washington state comes back and writes a new law, and that law was struck down by the state Supreme Court last week.
Exactly. This law, again, made the same sort of mistake. It sort of presumed that visits with grandparents are in the best interest of the child, even if both parents object. So even though it was a narrower statute, it didn't go far enough, said the state Supreme Court, to correct for the problems in Troxell. And this was another very tragic set of facts in this particular case, where the father's parents had been taking care of the child for some time. The father remarried, the mother wanted visitation, so the grandparents kind of got cut out of the picture. And they said, look, we have a very close relationship with this child. They petitioned the court to have some visitation, and the Supreme Court eventually said no.
What is the record in terms of grandparents' rights? Do they have rights that we don't normally consider when we think of visitation rights?
Well, it's complicated because on the one hand, it's done on a state-by-state basis, and all 50 states have some kind of third-party visitation statutes. But federal constitutional rights are implicated. In other words, these cases are not just analyzed only looking at the state statute. They're analyzed looking at this fundamental federal constitutional right to take care of your own child, to make decisions about what are in their best interests. And the federal legal presumption has always been that parents know what is in the best interests of their child. And so some of these state statutes that start substituting the court's judgment about what is in the best interests of the child are going to run afoul of the federal constitutional protections.
But could it be that the federal guidelines, the federal assumption that parents do what's in the best interest of the child, does that run afoul of new ideas of what makes a family?
That's a good question, Madeline. In Washington state alone, there are thousands of children who are being taken care of by their grandparents simply because their parents are either unwilling or unable to care for them. They say that what the Washington State Supreme Court has just done completely cuts off their right to have future contact with those children if the parents come back in the picture. So yes, this is in some sense an archaic view of two-parent families who are presumed to know what's in the best interest of their child in an era where that's simply not the case necessarily.
So is it likely that the U.S. Supreme Court will delve into this issue again?
I think it's inevitable. I think that the court's ruling in Troxell in many ways raised more questions than it answered. State Supreme Courts looking at state statutes since Troxell have come out in completely opposite ways, trying to evaluate exactly what the presumption should be in these grandparent visitation cases. It's not clear that Troxell did much more than strike down Washington state's law. They're going to have to make an affirmative statement at some point about what rights grandparents indeed have.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.